Galatians chapter 5. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty with which Christ has made us free, and don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. See, I, Paul, say to you that if you're circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become of no effect to you. Whoever of you are justified by the law, you've fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For Jesus Christ, neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. You ran well. Who hindered you so that you wouldn't obey the truth? This persuasion doesn't come from him that called you. A little yeast leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that you won't be otherwise minded. But he that troubles you shall have his punishment, whoever he is. And I, brothers, if I still preach circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? Then the offense of the cross is stopped. I would prefer they were completely stopped to trouble you. For, brothers, you've been called to liberty. Only don't use liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve each other. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor like yourself. But if you bite and devour each other, be careful that you're not consumed by each other. For this I say, walk in the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to each other, so that you can't do the things that you want to do. But if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are clear, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, false doctrine, envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and like that, of which I tell you before, as I've also told you in time past, that those who do such things won't inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking each other, envying each other.